Welcome to Shakespeare FC, The Words, a five-minute journey into the individual bits of language that were forged, fletched, hewn, and hammered, and sometimes crowbarred, into existence by our brilliant and witty Warwickshirean wordsmith, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. Today, a tale of stubborn pride, spectacular self-sabotage, and some rather bad PR. We must travel back to ancient Rome, where hunger, corruption, and war are rampant. It is here in these troubled times, upon the ancient rocks of civilization, where we find the birthplace of, well, birthplace, as Uncle William birthed it into our modern lexicon, where hubris and hamartia intermingle to drive a battle-hardened, arrogant war hero to sneer at democracy, alienate the electorate, and, for good measure, pick up arms against his home country. And, as you might imagine, it goes rather badly. It is, of course, the tragic story of Coriolanus. The play. Following a victory at the Battle of Corioli, Caius Martius, a man whose ego could conquer entire continents, is promptly renamed Coriolanus, because nothing says humility like taking your war trophies as part of your new identity. Coriolanus is convinced to run for council, but his unvarnished disdain for the common people is so palpable that he demands their votes with all the charms and nuance of a surgeon with a sledgehammer, resulting in, to continue to mix my metaphors, a political nosedive. When the commoners retract their support, Coriolanus graciously responds with a public meltdown, swearing vengeance on Rome and getting himself banished in the process, which he takes not at all well, and in a diatribe to the populace he declares in the finest playground tradition of I know you are but what am I rhetoric, I banish you. In a twist that no one saw coming, except literally everyone, he sets out to join forces with his archenemy Aufidius to destroy Rome, which is where we find him in Act 4, Scene 4, contemplating entering the gates of his sworn enemy.
Oh, world, thy slippery turns. Friends now fast sworn, whose double bosoms seems to wear one heart, whose hours, whose bed, whose meal and exercise are still together, who twin, as 'twere, in love inseparable, shall within this hour, on a dissension of a doit, break out to bitterest enmity. So, fellest foes, whose passions and whose plots have broke their sleep, to take the one the other, by some chance, some trick not worth an egg, shall grow dear friends and interjoin their issues, so with me. My birthplace hate I, and my love's upon this enemy town. I'll enter. If he slay me, he does fair justice. If he give me way, I'll do his country service.
In the grand final act, our hero finds himself at the gates of his own city, standing with his enemy, consumed with a fiery desire for retribution. His mother, Volumnia, armed not with a sword, but with the crushing weight of maternal disappointment, pleads rather convincingly for the survival of Rome. Faced with her impassioned arguments and the realization that he must choose between blood and vendetta, the mighty Coriolanus wavers, and in a moment of self-sacrifice, he agrees to spare the city. Rome will survive, but alas, Coriolanus will not. In a turn of the tables, and a nod to Caesar, the hero of Corioli is betrayed by his newfound ally and stabbed to death by a group of conspirators hired by Aufidius, meeting his end where he began by heeding the words of the woman who gave him life, convincing him to spare the city of his birth. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time.
Shakespeare FC is a production of WGTE Public Media and is sponsored in part by a generous donation from the Cowie Family Fund. All previous episodes are available at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.